For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Friday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. I hope you're doing great. Hope you've enjoyed your week and you're just plowing through and thriving and flourishing like this tree that we're teaching about out of Jeremiah 17 verses 5 through 8. You'll also see that same tree in Isaiah when we're compared to being oaks of righteousness. And you'll also see that tree in Psalm 1 verse 3 being rooted and grounded in God. So hope you'll revisit some of these truths. Always get them on my website. Click the radio menu page. And we will be getting ready for the Life Song Share-a-thon. So join us Monday for 4 hours live. Maybe we'll pull some of these teachings and listen to your praise reports and prayer requests. And then, of course, give to that phenomenal radio ministry. And then maybe I'll come back the following week with more of this teaching. But in the meantime, make sure you go and register for the ADM Spring Daytime Retreat. It's filling up. It's going to be a blast. April the 12th, daytime, 9 to 3. And we just have a time at these. So I encourage you to register. But two ways of life contrasted. Cursed life, the man who depends on himself, just withers up. The Bible even gives clarification, like in the Amplified out of Jeremiah, and talks about how his life is like a tumbleweed when you're just relying on self. Just, you know, kind of tumbleweeding through the streets, blowing in the wind, existing on a parched, you know, existence like in a desert. Man, that's sad. But the one who depends on God, blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, Jeremiah says. He will be planted. He'll be protected. He'll be productive. Planted because his roots are going into the rivers of God, planted in the Lord. Protected. Look what Jeremiah is doing here with protection. Trees planted deeply at the riverbank are like lives that are firmly planted in the Lord. Such trees or lives are not bothered by the heat or worried by long months of drought. Into each life comes as a storms and struggles, but for the believer, the follower of Christ, we're never separated from his love. So actually, we're protected no matter what, because we're planted by the river of God. We're planted in Christ. So the blessing comes when you're trusting in God. You're planted in God. You're protected. You've got the love of God no matter what. And he's got your back. Then that person's also productive. This author says, what a picturesque thing, this tree being planted by the rivers of God. The blessed life. Trees that are planted in rich, fertile ground near a flowing riverbed, protected from the destructive elements of life. Jeremiah says, therefore, their leaves will stay green and they'll go right on producing delicious fruit. They're productive for God, because they're so rightly planted by the river. So does it mean hard times will be over? No, what this means in verse 8, he'll not see when the heat comes, is a promise that by trusting in God, it doesn't mean that you won't see the heat, but it means you won't feel it. The same person, the one who trusts in himself, the one who trusts in God, has to face the elements, right? It says here, this author, just because a tree gets plenty of water doesn't mean the sun will shine less brightly, that the heat won't come. It doesn't mean a drought will never happen. But what it means is this. Those same natural elements will not affect that well-watered tree. The heat will come, but it won't need to fear. The heat won't kill it. Its leaves will remain fresh. God will continue to provide nourishment. He'll protect and preserve us, not from the hardship, but during hardship. Isn't that good? Because the root will have so much moisture from the irrigation of water. Oh my goodness, two lives contrasted, the cursed life and the blessed life. The blessed life is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. Verse 8, Jeremiah 17, 8, he'll be like a tree planted by the water, sending out its roots by the stream. It won't fear when the heat comes. Its leaves are always green. No worries in a year of drought, and never fails to bear fruit. Thank you for joining me all week on A Future in Hope with Anna Donahue. I pray you have an incredible weekend. And join us for the Share-a-thon. And then by His grace, we'll be back with more teachings the following week. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.